Well, Genesis 47 verse 1, clearly Joseph has set up his brothers to live in the land of Goshen. They've come out of the land of Canaan, he says to Pharaoh, and behold, they are in the land of Goshen. Now, Goshen was just over the border from Canaan. And I think it's quite clear that it was the original intention, both of God and of Joseph, that the people of Jacob, of Israel, should live only temporarily there and to return to the land of Canaan once the famine had finished. Why I say that is because of a passage in Genesis 45 verse 7 where he says, look, God sent me before you to preserve you for a remnant in the earth, in the Eretz, which refers to the land promised to Abraham from the river of Egypt up to the Euphrates. So the idea is that he would preserve them for a remnant in the earth, in the land. So they were to just come over the border into Goshen and live there and survive the famine and then return. And this quite clearly, I think, was Jacob's understanding and it was Joseph's understanding. But they stayed. Well, again, in Genesis 47, the people of Jacob are allowed to stay temporarily. They come and they say, we have come, verse 4, to live as foreigners, as temporary passing through residents, as sojourners, just for a while. We've come to live as foreigners in the land because the famine is severe in the land of Canaan. So the idea very much is we're coming just for a bit, just to stay for a bit with you. But I think they liked the soft life there, and so they stayed longer than was intended. But you may say, well, in Genesis 15, God had said that they would be for 400 years afflicted, and then they would come up a great nation. Yeah, sure, God foresaw that, but I don't see that that was actually ideally what needed to have been. That happened because they preferred the soft life. And they stayed there in the land, land of Egypt, because they're having a great life. And you could argue that God raised up affliction for them so that they kind of had to return, so that they wanted to get out. And I think you see something similar with the exiles, because they were 70 years in captivity, that was the intention. And yet, at the end of it, Daniel says, well, God, what's happening? Daniel 9. And he's told, yeah, well, the 70 years has turned into 77s, because they didn't really want to leave. And when Cyrus makes the command to leave, most of them actually prefer to stay in the soft life. So I think you see there how flexible God is, how open God is. And he didn't want the 400 years affliction of his people, but they actually chose to stay there. And so that is what happened. And of course you see the similarities with ourselves, that you can prefer the soft life. And the call, come out from Babylon, my people. This is all, when the New Testament says that, it quotes that, it's quoting the command to the exiles, but it was a command, and many of them chose not to obey it. And so I see something similar, really, with the family of Jacob, that they come saying, we just want to live here temporarily. And I think Joseph wanted that. That is why he said, okay, you stay with me. He sees himself as their spiritual guide, and you live in the land of Goshen, just over the border. And okay, when the famine's through, then go back, and you will be left as a remnant in the earth, in the land promised to Abraham. That was his game plan, that was his intention, and I believe that it was God's intention as well. But they failed. And so can we, and so do so many who are caught up in the soft life. And so they make life, in that sense, much more difficult for themselves. What we need to do is to be like Joseph and to be like Jacob, who clearly had their hearts in the land and wanted to be buried in the land and not to be left in Egypt.